We're up to Simon Tofresh Ein Aleph, and we're learning Seif Hei. And this is really the beginning of a very interesting area of halacha, which is the correct place of lighting the menorah. I always think to myself that there's as many shilas about where is the correct place of lighting the menorah as there's houses and flats. Every house and flat has basically done that. This is not so true in England, in Chutz La'aretz, as in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's always a very huge discussion about the correct place, where is the ideal place to put the menorah. Because people, as we're going to learn in a later Seif, people do tend to light outside, as we know, and not only inside the house, by the window. And therefore, over there, the discussion is very, very important, a very hot topic. Where's the right place to light? Is it just outside the house? Is it further down towards the Rosh Hashanah? And all these halachas are very important area of halacha. And we're going to be learning that starting from tonight in Mitzvah Shem. Before we start, I'd like to just, I made a little bit of, I think this may help, a picture over here on the Seif. If I can just explain this picture, it's not completely accurate, but I think we'll need it for this Seif. I've called it the correct place of the menorah, Simen Tofresh Ein Aleph Seif Hei. And let me just explain what I tried to show with this picture. We've got a house, and I've specifically made a two-floor house, because they need two floors, because we're going to talk about a second floor shortly, in this Seif now. So there's two floors, there's a top floor and the ground floor. There's two different families living there. There's one family living on the top, and there's another family living on the ground floor. The way to get to the Aliyah is called, the second floor is called the Aliyah. The way to get to the second floor is to go through the main entrance over here. Okay, that's point number one. We've got Aliyah, which is called the second floor. There's one family living there. We've got another family living in the ground floor. And the way to go up to the second floor is through the staircase inside the house, so whatever. This door, this entrance to the house is called Pesach Habayis, the entrance to the house. Can you see it? Was it too far? It's okay. That's called Pesach Habayis. Okay, we need to remember that. That's called Pesach Habayis. Pesach entrance Habayis to the house. Okay. In front of that is a chotzer. Now the chotzer, I need to add 2 points to the chotzer. Chotzer literally means a courtyard. But I need to make 2 points. First point I want to make is that the chotzer generally wasn't just for one house. Generally, we learned that a lot in the Chilek Dalet. Those of us who learned Echos Eruvin, generally you had a chotzer was generally shared by numerous houses. It wasn't just the chotzer, the courtyard in between was, imagine yourself, sometimes four, sometimes six, around a few houses who shared the courtyard together. That's the first point I want to make. Therefore, my picture is not very accurate over here. But it doesn't make, for Ilchas Chanukah, this element doesn't really make so much of a difference. I just want to, for accurate sake, I'm just adding that point. What does make a difference, the second point I want to make, which is the following. A chotzer was used, it seems to be that the houses were quite small, and they didn't have a lot of space to do their things. So although they would probably sleep in the house, and they would probably eat there as well, but anything beyond that would actually be done in the chotzer. They cooked in the chotzer. They baked in the chotzer. There was one tunnel, one oven in the middle of the chotzer, and that's where everybody would bake. That's where everybody would cook. They would certainly wash everything in they would do their wash. They would clean everything. Everything would be done. They would play. They would hang around. They would do many of the daily activities were actually done in the chotzer. And this makes a very big difference, the halacha. But the chotzer wasn't just for sitting and relaxing, putting your legs up and taking a book or have the safe, whatever. It was literally for most activities were done in the chotzer. It's even said that some people actually slept in the chotzer as well. Don't know when and where, but there was such a thing as concept as well. Okay, that's with regards to the chotzer. Now, there's an entrance to the chotzer. The entrance to the chotzer is called Pesach HaChotzer, the entrance of the chotzer. Beyond that is the public domain, the Rishus HaRabim. So again, you've got the Rishus HaRabim, which was public domain. There's no, you don't need the Shishim Riboy or anything like that. There's no such halach as regards to, there's a public domain. From the public domain, you go Pesach HaChotzer into the courtyard, and from the courtyard, you go into the Pesach HaBayis, the house, and there we're talking about a scenario that has two floors. That's with regards to, okay, fine. That's with regards to the typical case that we're talking about, and that was a typical house in the times of Chazal, and all the way, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Okay, we need to keep this in mind, because the case nowadays, of our case, might be slightly different, and we have to keep this in mind. Okay, let's start Seif Hei. Ner Chanukah, the candle of Chanukah, manichoy, he puts it al Pesach hasomoch l'Rishus HaRabim mibchutz. A person needs to put the candle of the Hanukkah lights, Pesach by the door has somuch l'Roshus Rabbim, which is close to the Roshus Rabbim, mibachutz outside. I'm going to say straight away that Mishneh Berurah v'Ein Seif Katan, Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan. No, it's actually dropped too early. Let's not see that. Let's not look into that now. Yeah, no, we could look at it. Seif Katan Chav Aleph mibachutz mishum persuma nisa. The reason we have a The idea is that we have to always, the general concept, general idea is, you need to have the menorah, the Hanukkah lights, they have to be as close as possible to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to the public domain. Why so? Why is that so? Because of Pesum Anissa. How would you translate Pesum Anissa? Publicizing, thank you. Because the idea of Hanukkah is that we are publicizing the miracles. How are we publicizing the miracle? Not by waving flags. But the way we publicize the nes is with lighting candles. Now, and therefore, the halacha is generally, the general idea is you want to get the menorah as close as possible to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to the public domain. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Im habayis pasuch l'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you've got a house that is right onto the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, menicho al pischoi. So if you've got a house that the door entrance, the Pesach habayis is right by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you put it by the door. Vim yesh chotza lifnei habayis. This is this case that I'm holding over here. If yesh chotza lifnei habayis, if there's a chotza between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the house, then menicho al pesach chotza. You need to put the menorah by the pesach chotza, which is over here. What I've done in blue over here. Now admit. So that's what's the svar in that? How do you understand that? Why do you have to put it by the pesach chotza? Exactly, because pesach chotza is the closest area of the house, which is by the public domain. That's exactly why. I'm going to add straight away, this is actually Machlokes Rishonim, a very famous Machlokes Rishonim, because some Rishonim disagree with that, and they say, no, when you've got a courtyard over here, you wouldn't actually put it over here, you'll put it by Pesach HaBais. And this is what the Rabbi Alocha points out on the side over here. Pesach HaChotza, I'm reading the Rabbi Alocha, Shaloi Tzalama, Shaloi Kedah as Rashi, it is not like the opinion of Rashi, the Soi V'de Menich Al Pesach HaBais, HaPesuch HaChotza, who holds, no, you'd put it by Pesach HaBais, you'd put it over here, into the door, which is leaning into the Chotza. That's a Machlokes, and he brings down, the Bialocha points out is actually big machlokes and shoinim as to whether in this case that I'm holding over here, where you actually put the menorah. Do you put it over here by Pesach HaChotza, or do you put it by Pesach HaBais? How do we pasken? Shulchan Aruch paskens blue Pesach HaChotza, but it's actually machlokes and shoinim. But that's the way we pasken. Now I'm going to point out straight away over here, there is a machlokes, a contemporary, not mamash contemporary, Chaznishim Briskov, as to whether this is true nowadays as well. Imagine the general, think about the general, the typical house in Eretz Yisrael now. Again, we don't light outside now, so we'll get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We don't light outside. But imagine Eretz Yisrael, where you light outside. Imagine, can you think about a house which looks like this, and there's a front garden like this? Can you think? Yeah, a lot of people do, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. So what? And then it's a chotza as well, like this. It's a chotza and a pesach chotza. Would it still make sense to light like the Shulchan Aruch paskens the menorah and pesach chotza? Yes or no? Would it still make sense? And I'm reading it, I'm asking this question for a reason. Again, this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. You light the menorah over here by pesach chotza. When I'm putting my finger, that's where you're going to light the menorah. My question to you is: 2014, if somebody has got that type of house with a chotza in front, would he still light it over here? Yes or no? 2014, will he still light it? You're saying yes. Does everybody agree to that? A bit far from your house. This is actually quite right. That's why many poskim, actually, the reason Rashi, other Rishonim, the reason they hold that you don't hold by Pesach Chotza, he said because it is distant from your house, nobody realizes that's your menorah. So your svar is absolutely correct. So I'll tell you what the poskim say. Some poskim, some poskim say that nowadays you can't light the Pesach HaChotza, you can't light by the Pesach HaChotza, whatever it is, because the Pesach HaChotza that we're talking about in the times of Chazal is, as I mentioned earlier, many private activities were done in the Chotza, in the courtyard. And nobody does anything nowadays in the Chotza anymore. Would you ever think of cooking in the courtyard? Would you ever think of I don't know. Actually, barbecue. Wow, I was scared you're gonna ask, and then suddenly it came out. Oh. Yeah, you're crying at barbecue. Yeah, okay, Nag Bohemia. Yeah, you're right, barbecue. Okay, but on the whole, I think we'll agree that it's still not. We're generally not that comfortable doing that many things in the courtyard. So therefore, some poskim say that you can't light in the Pesach Chotzer anymore nowadays. Whatever happens, because the Chotzer is not your private domain anymore. It's not somewhere that is the area that you feel comfortable living. Therefore, many poskim say that Pesach Chotzer does not apply nowadays anymore. Whatever happens, it's not identified with your living, and therefore you don't light in Pesach Chotzer anymore. That's very new. This machlokes is very new in Israel, not so much in England. But it's a very important machlokes with regards to lighting menorahs in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's carry on. What happens if he lives on the second floor? He hasn't got an entrance directly into Rosh Hashanah. He hasn't got a side entrance of going into the public domain. He hasn't got that. Then, he puts it by chaloin, by the window, hasomuch l'Rosh Hashanah. He puts it by the window which is close to Rosh Hashanah. Now, my picture doesn't really have, I don't know, what would be the, I wrote down chaloin over here. The halacha is to put it by the window which is closest to Rosh Hashanah. Which one is the right window? I wasn't sure myself. What's the window, the closest to Rosh Hashanah? Pardon? It's okay over there? Yeah, I was thinking, if it's got a window over here, and this is also public domain over here, so this might be even better, the window over here. If there is. Yeah, we have to ask the author. Yeah, you're right. So you're right. So okay, so Allah Locha is saying that if you're living on the second floor, this is very negar, Rabbi Isai, very negar. If you're living on a second floor, where do you light it? Not by the entrance, not by this entrance. You light it in Dor Ba'aliyah. If you live in the second floor, you put it by the window. Why do you have to put it by the window? Exactly, because if we get back to that concept, you're quite right, Bissuminissa, because you're at least you're not right next to the public, but the public can still see you because you're doing it by the window. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, and that's a very important halacha as well. Uveshas asakona, and in times of danger, she'einu reshai lekama mitzvah, that you're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, and I'm emphasizing those words, she'einu reshai, you're not allowed, lekaim, fulfill, hamitzvah, the mitzvah, menichal shulchanoi, you put it by your dining room table, v'dayin, that's sufficient. So we're learning, Pesach hachotza, Pesach habayis, if you're living on a second floor, you're putting it by the window, and if it's sakona, where do you put it? By the table. Does that make sense so far?
What about the roof?
Roof? Which case are you talking about? You're asking, why would it be good to light in the roof? Better than the window? Do you think it's better than the window?
Well, if we're talking about the old days, where they're using the courtyard as a public space, they used to use, I know the Jewish people in Iraq, in Babel, they used to do a lot of stuff in the roof.
That's so interesting. Now listen to that, Rabbi Isai. What do you think about that? What happens, like, we're hearing now that in Iraq people used to use the. You answered this up from Iraq. People used to use the roof for some private drying fruit. Could you be able to light the menorah on the roof? What do you think about that? Very, very interesting question. Yeah. Because of the wind. That's a very interesting point. Yeah. You wouldn't see it yourself. That's a very good point. That's a very good point as well. If you're not going to be there, then you may be doing some personal minister, but you yourself need to see the menorah as well, which you may not, because you're going to be inside. It's a very valid point. I must tell you the truth. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. I really don't know. I'm raising my hands. I'm not sure. Yeah. Definitely. 20 amos. We're going to get to that shortly. You're quite right. We're going to get to that shortly. Let's carry on. You need an additional point. You need an additional light in order to use that light. It means that generally we are not allowed to use the light of the menorah. The light that emerges from the menorah, from the Hanukkah candles, we're not allowed to use that light. Therefore, you know, if you want to use those lights, then what are you meant to do? You need to add an additional light. You can use the light of the menorah. How do we call it in good plain English? Shamash, that's right. That's why we have the shamash. Because in like this, once we have a shamash, that allows us to use the, that now we can use the menorah. The im yesh medura, if there is a torch, there is a light anyway in the house, that's what he means over here. You don't really need a shamash. In other words, if you've got electricity, you've got a light bulb in your house, you don't really need a shamash. Because if you're reading now, if you're learning, which light are you using? Yeah, but you don't really need the shamash because you've got you've switched on the lights. You don't really need the shamash. Pardon? The backlight? Yeah, that's right. If you're an important person, it sounds like all important people normally wouldn't use the light of the medura normally. So then you would use an acher. So I want to ask you a question. Do you take a need a shamash nowadays? Do we need a shamash? I mean, have you ever heard of somebody who doesn't use a shamash? Have you ever heard of anybody? Have you ever heard of somebody who likes, never been there? I'm asking, do you need it? Do you need it? Very good. She's so saying that it's just a minic. Not exactly the same, but I hear the here. So, what, do you need a shamash? Do you need it?
You don't need to.
Says that, yeah, you're right, it's good. That's been part of the minigas, but very interesting, yeah. You don't really need it, it's good. The bialoch on the side says, even if you're not going to use the light at all, nevertheless, you always add a shamash that if you want to use the light from the menorah, you can. Why? Because you got a shamash. And I'm skipping a few lines. If you go towards the end, that's exactly the point that you are making. The minhag of the world is, and also the custom of our teachers, the bechol ne'er Chanukah, with every ne'er Chanukah, hamudlekes b'soich habayis, which is lit in a house, tzorich ne'er acheres, we're adding an additional light, afilu lo yoyo tzorich letashmish, even if you're not going to use it, shelo yoyimru letzorko yidliko, v'chin an yilog l'maisidah. So that is the general minhag, the international minhag, is to have always a shamash. Always have use a shamash if you're lighting inside. I think that's everybody has that minhag, I suppose, right? You're quite right, and nowadays this minhag has expanded. Not nowadays, but
also there might be occasions where you don't have that. There might be an electricity cut there.
Very good. You say you're better safe than sorry. 100%. Yeah? What happens if just suddenly there's a power cut, and then if you didn't light the shamash, you wouldn't be allowed to use it? That's a very good point. Very good point. So that's maybe the reason why that's been universally accepted as a custom. Not exactly. This actually doesn't apply. There's something similar there, but not exactly that. There's no issa to actually. Yeah, it's very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim does not speak in Mishneh about electricity. Anywhere.
It talks about in the 1930s in Mir, they had a single light bulb for an entire room that was about 10 or 20 watts, and that was considered a luxury to have a 20 watt light bulb there. And so the stammer is not, it might be a minhag, but it's necessarily compared with the halakha.
I hear. But the same halacha would be if you had a fire, if you had some sort of any other light. It wouldn't be just electric light. Yeah.
I feel like if you use the electric light in your house in a very different way, then you can. There's no way that you're going to be using. So the way you can use the 100 candles and stuff you do.
Yeah.
With, you know, 700. Tens of. 500
volts. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I hear that. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. No, no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. It's true. I agree with you. Yeah. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif. The height of the menorah has to be lemalam shlosh tefachim. You need to put the menorah always higher than 3 tefachim. So don't put it mamash on the floor. Put it 3 tefachim. How much is 3 tefachim?
27 centimeters.
Yeah. Am I right? 27? I'm scared. Am I getting it? Yeah, does that look right? Yeah? Thank you. Menicha lemalam shlosh tefachim. You put it 3 tefachim from the ground. says Mishnebu Sivkotn Chavav, to call him out the Mishlosh, anything which is within 3 tefachim, kilu niach bekarka, it's as if you put it on the ground. So you need to distance it 3 tefachim from the floor. By the way, what do you count? Do you count the base of the menorah, or do you count the light? The fire, or do you count the oil? Where do you count the 3 tefachim? Again, you need to have 3 tefachim from the ground. Imagine if God, I mean, how would you do it? So all the points came right, exactly what you're saying. They do point it out, they emphasize it, that yes, it is, you're going according to light. They mean that in theory, you could have a menorah which is standing on the floor. And if it's more than 3 tefachim, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll carry on mitzvah. We'll carry on tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.